To Bee's K Music Chill Session 5. It's been a while. You know, we had reading week last week, and we are back again. We're now streaming. And today is a very, very special episode. We are also streaming live on Twitch. I shared it also on Bee Views podcast Insta story, so you guys can go on and also watch us also on Twitch. The reason why we're streaming live on Twitch is in aid of the, we're fundraising for the Peter McMurray Trust, and I will talk more about it after the second song, but all I just wanted to just inform you guys that we're also live on Twitch, so listeners, whoever is watching actually on Twitch, there is a PayPal link, I think, in the description that you guys can use to donate to the trust fund. And I'll explain more about what the trust fund is about after our second song. Welcome back. It's your host, B. Welcome to BK's Music Chill Session. And before we get right into it, I'd like to just say we have a special episode today, and we are hosting, well, Belfort FM is hosting a 24-hour live stream on Twitch and also on Belfort FM website. So if you can't watch it on Twitch, you can also just stream audio, right? Right. Yeah. On our website, in aid of the Peter McMurray Trust, which our live stream started this morning at like 9 a.m. and it's like 24 hours, so it's gonna end tomorrow 9 a.m. and there are gonna be other shows, you know, other hosts throughout the day, throughout the night, throughout the morning, and until tomorrow morning. So I hope you guys tune in and enjoy the shows and whatever they're going to be talking about. But let me just say what the Peter McMurray Trust is all about. So basically, it's a organization which is focuses more on the national housing and national housing and charity and homeless charity, which is committed to tackling those impacted with homelessness, drug misuse, and social disadvantages. So basically, the aim of these donations would be used, well, the aim is to support and also raise donations through this fundraising event, which the proceeds will be used in services such as Housing First model, which is aimed to provide one who has been sleeping in non-favorable environments or have been homeless for a long term with their own accommodation and also access to special support services. So, and especially as we know, you know, we have a very big problem of accommodation in Ireland, you know, with the living costs and everything. So this would be going for a really good cause, you know, and it will be going towards helping those who are in need. You know, a lot of people, you know, I also knew people who are homeless, you know, but they've managed to find accommodation, but it really took them a really long time. So this would be going to ease out the problems that we're currently facing in Dublin. And as I mentioned before, we have a donation link in our description, and you could also visit our main website also to donate as well. So I encourage you guys to donate whatever amount you are comfortable with. Even if you're not donating, just supporting them, you know, you could also check out their Instagram page, you know, share with your friends, share with your families, you know, share with other organizations. I don't know whether you can volunteer. I'm not sure about that. So if you'd like to volunteer, you could do that as well. And you can find out a lot more about the other services that they provide on that website. So I'll talk about them again before we head into the third part of the show, I guess. But yeah, so Twitch viewers, yeah, you guys got me, hey, and also the listeners. So the donation link is available for you guys. And let's get into what has happened. It's been way too long, guys. It's been way, way too long. Like, there was reading week last week, so we didn't stream, but I uploaded B's K Music Chill Session 4, so that's already out for you guys. I think I uploaded on Monday, last week Monday, so that's available for you guys to listen and watch. Listen to. What was the theme? I think it was fall and autumn, right? And today's theme is Waltz With Me. I mean, you could tell with the music choice today, you know? And I don't know, it just came to me. I was like, we need some interesting music, you know? I think I was just going through my playlist, I think, and I just came upon a song. Oh, I think I was inspired by Twice's Last Waltz. Even though it's not on this playlist today, it's on the official playlist on the Spotify. So you guys can just go and search Waltz With Me on Spotify. You will find it. I also edit other songs, some songs that I haven't edited yet, you know, special mentions. There's a lot. I'll mention them towards the end. But it's been a while. And today we're waltzing together. You know, we have good news, we have sad news, we have interesting news, you know, we have news that are, I don't know whether they're good, you know, do they, I don't know, but we will see as time goes on. But I would like to mention a very, very big tragedy that happened during the Halloween holidays, which is officially labeled as the Halloween, I think Halloween weekend crush tragedy. Yes, I think so. Yes. So this is, well, commonly known as the Itaewon tragedy. Itaewon, I think, is a district in the city in South Korea, Seoul. And what happened was that there was a stampede, kind of, yeah. There was a stampede in a narrow alley, and a lot of people were injured, lives were lost, and it has been, and also somehow during reading week, it was also marked as a mourning period that whole entire week. So a lot of concerts, a lot of comebacks, a lot of fan signs, everything, you know, shows were postponed to this week. So this week is like packed, not packed, this week and next week actually are packed with a lot of comebacks and fan signs and all those other things, you know. A lot of awards got cancelled that live streaming. A very good example would be Genie Music Awards, GMA. Well, the official broadcasting hasn't been announced when, but it happened yesterday, you know, so it was a very, very terrible time in South Korea, and 156 people lost their lives. And that 156, I think like 26 were foreigners, were foreign victims. And they came from various countries, USA, I saw Vietnam, I saw Japan, China, Russia. Whoa, it was a lot, you know, it was a lot of people got injured, got hurt. Others were critically injured. And it was a very, very sad time, you know. There has never been such a very bad tragedy ever since the Sewol boat tragedy, where it was like a boat which had high school students in it, and then I'm not sure what exactly happened, but a lot of students, I don't know if the boat had the cruise ship, I think, had a malfunction or something, and what happened was that the captain actually escaped and left high school students in there, and a lot of high school students lost. A lot of them were really young people. So therefore, like, having this was like a long time ago, like 2016, I think, and having this tragedy and a lot of young people were affected. You know, we even have a former contestant of one of these popular competition shows who also lost his life, and he was also shooting a drama as well. So it was a really very, very bad time. And after that, during that mourning period week, you know, a lot of things happened. You know, the government started blaming like an actor, I forgot his name, but you guys know who it is, an actor, you know, like the reason why people started rushing into the alley. Like, it was so packed. Like, if you see the videos, it was so packed, like, wow. And then they started searching for the men in bunny ears, the men with bunny ears, apparently men who were within the crowd who were wearing like a bunny ear headband, who were like shouting, push, 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 and people started pushing, you know, and there was nowhere to go. Others fell down, others got crushed, like, it was horrible. And then it has been made aware that the police actually received multiple calls 4 hours before the tragedy struck, and they did not respond well to it. They arrived late in the scene, like an hour before, I think, and it was already too late. It was already too late. And now, you know, these investigations, they're just going round and round, you know. Oh, there was an actor there. Oh, the men who were wearing bunny ears. Oh, this and that. And the government doesn't want to take responsibility, you know. You know, people even have records of like conversations, like calls at specific time periods. Oh, an example is one was like 2 hours, I think, before the tragedy struck. They were like, it's a narrow alley. People are lining up outside the club. Others are coming down from the station. So there was a clash, because it seemed like the street, they have an underground subway. So it means like whoever's leaving underground, going up into the street, they fall into that alley. So it was like a clash of people, just passengers from the subway. And then like you're meeting people in the, you know, it was crazy. And right now there hasn't been no solution to it. There hasn't been anything being done, you know. Still a question mark, you know. But all I know is investigations are still being carried on. That's what they said. But it was a very sad, what can I say, event that would have been avoided if the police had arrived on time immediately they received. Especially the fact that if you're receiving multiple calls about the same thing, like, I mean, the first call, okay, the second call, okay, that's suspicious. The third call, they would have been, like, up on their feet, but they arrived too late. And a lot of people lost their lives due to that. And it's still an ongoing investigation. So we will see. We will see how it goes. So may their soul rest in peace. It was a very, very sad. I don't even want to see. There's a word I'm looking for. It just doesn't want to come to my head right now. And I hope, I don't know how long it will take for the families, the affected families, to recover, but I hope they keep on going, they stay strong, you know. Now, let's move on to another. It's not a sad, well, it was a sad situation when we talked about it, but it's more of like an update. So, we all know about the abuse that Omega X, the 11-member group, was facing Inspire Entertainment Company. And it actually, yeah. So this past week, they created their own Instagram account and they posted a picture which was, I think, low-key addressing the issue. And they were talking about how if they could have done this on the official page, they could have faced legal, you know, they could have been sued by the company and all that. And they're like, they're staying strong, they're staying together because of the fans and all that and stuff. And then somehow later this week, their CEO, who was captured, like the evidence is everywhere, who was captured verbally abusing them, also physical abusement, you know, she actually resigned. Oh yeah, I also mentioned before they posted the created the Instagram account, they actually, their activities got suspended. You know, a lot of shows that were supposed to be on, they got postponed and stuff, changed, cancelled. You know, so the activities are suspended. They created a new account approaching the issue. And recently, apparently, the CEO has resigned from the company and she issued a letter of apology. After she literally, and I remember before this, she actually posted screenshots of a conversation with her and the staff on her Instagram page saying that, it was, you know, a fan, these are false accusations and stuff like that. And then, and she was like, the evidence that she used to, like, support herself was, like, it's like she's gaslighting herself. So it was like, how's that gonna go? So she deleted those posts, and then, like, 2-3 days later, she resigned. And apparently her husband is like a director, like a managing director, I think, in the company or with a company associated with this agency. So we don't know how it's gonna go. We don't know if that affected the relationship, but she resigned and issued a letter of apology. And now we will see how things go. So that's the update right now. We don't know how things will go, but things will go. You know, now that I actually, like, I'm looking at the stuff I'm going to talk about today, yeah, so sad. So, another big shocker, Monday. So Monday, I'm just chilling on Twitter. I'm going through my feed, and I see an article, and it's like, YG, Mashiho, and Banya Dan conclude that contract between YG and them. And I'm like, what? And it's like, so that Mashiho, I guess he went on a hiatus because of health reasons, has a much longer time to recover from whatever health reasons, issues that he's facing with now. And Yedan, he wants to pursue his career as a producer, you know, considering the fact that he's been producing a lot of songs lately. Personally, I felt like he's much better being a producer. You know, he always felt awkward to me, you know. And apparently these two members, these two specific members, have been trainees for like 10 years. And then now they're just being put in a group. You know, it makes sense. It makes sense. So now Treasure will be promoting as a 10-member group, which is, interesting. It's like, it was quite a shock. I didn't expect it, but I think it was bound to happen, considering the fact that I think these past two comebacks that they had, they were testing how loyal the fandom is. If the fandom wasn't this loyal, I don't think they would have, but, you know, it's up to them anyways. At the end of the day, it's between them and YG, and it's their decision as well, you know, so Treasure will be moving on, carrying on as a 10-member group. Yeah, that was big news to take in. I think it caught me off guard. I just didn't expect it at all. I'm not a huge Treasure group, but I always look forward to that comebacks, you know. It just makes me look forward to something, you know. And I was like, I never knew. So I think I was just talking about sad, but then also it raises speculations, like, what was it that led to this conversation, you know, like, what actually happened, you know. And it's led to Korean fans talking about how YG mishandles the artists. They've lost huge number of artists, you know, like 21, you know, how they're mishandling the artists, and how there always seems to be something happening in YG every single year. It's not even funny anymore, like, every single year. But it is what it is. I don't want to say it is what it is, but it's not like we could change that mind and be like, oh, please stay, you know. There's no point of continue being in a group and you don't want to do what you're meant to do. If he wanted to continue being a producer, then I think he should, because I feel like he could be one of the greatest producers in the future, TBH. His work is very good, and I think from before even they debuted, it's been said that he, even though he's very weak in terms of dancing and stuff, he has very good producer skills. So I hope Mashiho gets well soon, and I wish Yedam all the best in his producing career. And then the last news, interesting news. So I mentioned that it was the GMA yesterday, right? So GMA happened, I was in school. So I watched all these updates in school. And did I start school late yesterday? I had like a 3-hour break before my next class. So during that time, I saw who won throughout. And we all know Chill Dream finally had NCT Dream as 7 members for an award show. Oh, we've come so far, guys. It was the first time us, the fans, seeing them together after like 2 months. Because the last time we saw them together was NCT in the Dream. So NCT in the Dream. NCT in the Dream show. The movie is playing on the 30th of November and on the 3rd of December. And I'm going to watch I'm going to watch for both days. I know I'll be watching the same thing, but like, yo, the post-depression after the concert was not it, because I watched the re-streaming of the concert, I think, the 1st of October. And yo, hey, it's been a while since we've seen 7 members together, and seeing them yesterday together was just amazing. And also just, I'm looking forward to the movie itself. So there's been big speculations on, did they deserve Top Artist Award and Album of the Year Award, which were their songs. Top Artist of the World Idol Group, because there was a Top Artist of the World solo artist as well, which the famous, I only remember his first name, that's the thing. He's a trot singer,
very, very huge, huge fan base, dominates charts. He's a beast. He is a beast. He's a very good singer as well. You know, he won the Taesang for the solo artist, top artist category, and NCT Dream won for the idol. And then they won also album of the year. So there's been a huge speculations about did SM buy these awards? And I don't know. As in, I'm biased. I think we seem to forget that, I don't know. Statistically looking, I don't think they should have gotten those awards. I may be an NCT Dream fan, but I'm an unbiased fan. Just because I'm your fan, it doesn't mean that I should ignore the fact that I feel that this is not up to the quality that I thought it would be, or this is not what I expect. You know, I don't just take everything in and be like, it's because I'm a fan. I will criticize you, like, constructive criticism. Hey, so it's been said that when I look at the statistics, I don't think they should have gotten those awards. And they were surprised as well, because they thought they were just there for attendance and performance. They just didn't think they would win an award, any of the awards anyways, you know. So it was quite shocking to them as well, you know. So, you know, I was like, but if you look in terms of performance-wise, how they did this year, you can't ignore the fact that they did really well this year. Like they were the thing. Right now, even a B-side of them from Hello Future, Life Is Still Going On, is trending right now on TikTok. There's a Life Is Still Going On dance challenge right now. Like, that's just how, like, they've been doing so well this year, performance-wise. You know, on Genie, from what I'm seeing, but TBH, I think they've done well performance-wise, and they deserve it in terms of that. But statistically looking at it, I don't think they could have gotten those awards. Oops. There was a post that I saw on Twitter, and it was like, I think they were like, a lot of you guys, I'm paraphrasing it because I don't remember well, they were like, a lot of you guys actually underestimate NCT Dream. And I'm like, that is very true. A lot of people underestimate the NCT brand. And because they associate the NCT brand with, like, because NCT 127 is the face of the brand, that is NCT. So any NCT subunit, Wavy, NCT Dream, NCT U, associated with NCT, they think they flopped. And they're like, a lot of you guys actually undermine NCT Dream just because they are part of, well, the brand, just because you guys see the brand name NCT, you think they are flops. But they were talking about how, but the thing is, you find out that they actually perform really, really well, and they actually did perform really, like, and then they followed on saying that if a girl group wasn't gonna take the award, if it wasn't a girl group who was gonna take the award, then NCT Dream would have taken the award. I'm like, that's very true. That is very true. Digitally, yeah, they didn't do well on Genie, but if we're looking at it, it wouldn't have not been anyone than them, TBH, you know. So I understand, like, why people are raising questions, and they're like, oh, SM bought the awards. And I feel like, you guys, as much as you can say SM bought the awards, I feel like we also forget that we have the Genie Music Awards directors, or whoever they are. They knew what they were doing. Like, sometimes you find out that it's not because SM bought the awards, it's because Genie knew what they were doing. You know, they did that, you know. And I don't know, man. I don't know if this issue is going to quiet down. You know, the same thing happened when NCT 127 won the Taesang for Album of the Year, I think, at the Seoul Music Awards, you know. And it is what it is. I feel like people get so invested in these awards. Like, TBH, I watch the Korean Music Awards for the performances. I don't watch them for the award winners, TBH. Like, I know they're rigged. I know these shows are rigged. especially Mama, number one. I like number one. Oh, shame. And they released the lineup of the year. Oh my God. I don't know whether I should be happy or be sad. Like, I don't know where to gauge my emotions. I think I need to watch Mama to see whether I'll enjoy that award show, because it's like we have good, like we have artists that I know though, like, be awesome, and then at the same time it's like this does not hit as much as it was supposed to, like it doesn't feel like, you know. But so that's that. Those are the interesting juicy news, you know, and we'll see how it turns out. And the thing is, also people also underestimate NCT Dream's character. NCT Dream is this group that has been through the most, and they're so humble to the point where if this gets blown out of proportion, they could actually return the awards if they wanted. Like, they could. They actually could. And that is whatever it is. It is what it is. But now we have to go back to the playlist. I feel like I'll be sacrificing some songs here. Oh my God. I've already started sacrificing. But anyways, the playlist will be on Spotify. Waltz With Me. Just type Waltz With Me, Bame. You'll find it. Or you could just go to... No? Yeah, you'll find it. Or just wait for K-Music Chill Session 5 to be uploaded. And then I'll just leave the link there. But next, we have Haze from The Rain.
때보다 더 빛난 지금 속에 단 하나의 소원 이뤄진 그 고백 꿈꾸는 것처럼 설레며 오래전 못 들고 지새던 너만을 그려온 매일 밤 한 걸음 받아 너에게 간단 떨림을 담아 이렇게 우린 운명처럼 서로를 찾아 이끌려왔어 다시 기울고 차올라 우리가 만나 한 걸음마다 쌓아갈 시간 이런 운명을 알았다면 나 두렵지 않았을 텐데 긴 어둠이 와도 눈부시게 떠올라 오직 너 수 있어 그렇게나 말하고 싶어 Say I love you 쉬고 싶은 밤에도 바쁘던 아침에도 그대 내게 쉴 곳을 마음속에 마련해
This place that we found together, and so it is. So I won't resist. We'll only miss violets till the roses grow. Well, I dare not defy this world that comes and goes. Thank you.
We have reached the end of our special episode. I hope everyone listening and the Twitch viewers enjoy it. Also, while you're enjoying while watching, I hope you also donated as well. PayPal link on the description down below. If you don't want to go download through the PayPal and you just want to find out more about the Peter McMurray Trust, just go onto that website. And there's a page that talks about donations and where the proceeds go and everything. Also, if you just want to find out more about them, since we know we live in a digital era, go on the Instagram page. They have an Instagram page. Just search Peter McMurray Trust and it will just come up. You know, and then you could just know a lot more, and then they have like a link that leads to different various sites and things that they do and services that they provide. So, as I said, we've reached the end. It's time to say goodbye. Sad, like I missed you guys. I'm getting emotional. But let me just go through a rundown, because I realized that I actually didn't even introduce the starting songs. So here we go. The opening song was by Kang Yeon, Snowy Day. Theme, Waltz With Me. So most of the music on this playlist was more of like waltz, like dance with me kind of music. Then the second song was B1A4, Like a Movie. Then we were supposed to have June featuring Gao, Waltz, but I ended up not putting it because of time. And then we have Haze featuring Anhye Un. Yeah, I hope so. From The Rain. And it seems like the artist that she featured, Waltz, seems to be her thing, because a lot of her songs are like waltzy-like. So you should also check her out. We had Luna 365, 10 out of 10. We have Ihai, Only. Very popular, very famous song. And then we had Jiwoo, Greedy, a special favorite, a very, very special favorite. I actually rediscovered it recently in my playlist, and I was like, oh my God, because I genuinely forgot about it, but I feel like it's somewhere in my music, because my music is just everywhere, you know. And then the special mentions, we have Twice Last Waltz, who was a very big inspiration to today's playlist. Red Velvet's In My Dream. Nowadays, I've been listening to that song, Bambaleo. It's been the one. It hits differently nowadays. I don't know why. But, they also have a comeback coming up. So, look forward to that. Like 28 November. I'm looking forward to it. Then we had Viv's Red Sun, which was a song, which was the final song, actually, for Queendom 2. It was that song, that final song from the finale. Yeah. And then we had Stella. And then we have Stella Jang, Stairs. And our last song would be Opening. I know it's weird to have a last song called Opening, but you're closing the show. But, like, I don't know why she did that, because she did that in her album. Like, Opening was the last song in her album. But, yeah, it makes sense. But Joyuri is one of my favorite artists in terms of the waltz kind of music. She has this thing where it's like, waltz is like her main theme of the album, even though the title track doesn't feel waltzy-like. But, yeah. And as I said, it's 24-hour live stream. You can stream us on Twitch. Also on our website, if you just want to listen to us audio-wise. If you also want to watch our host also presenting the shows, you can also go on Twitch. You can go to Belfit FM's Instagram page, you'll find a link there. You can also go to B-Views Podcast's Instagram page. You'll also find a link to Twitch. And I guess it's going to be there until tomorrow, because it's like 11 a.m. right now. So you're probably it's going to be there like throughout the whole night. And so it's 9 to 9. And yes, so much is going on. Yes. But as I said, this 24-hour live stream is an aid of fundraising event for the McMurray, the Peter McMurray Trust, and the donation link should be there in the Twitch, I think, description on our official page on Belford FM on Twitch. So you could do that. You could support website, Instagram page, you know, even if you're not donating, just supporting and spreading out the message and just seeing what they do and the services that they provide, you know, and you know, to help tackle the situation that we're facing now in terms of housing situations, it's for a really, really good thing. And it's been a good time. I missed you guys. We had so much to talk about. We really did. I don't know if this weekend will be interesting. I'm not sure what's happening for the next week, actually. Now that I properly think about it, I don't know. But I know good stuff is coming. Good stuff always comes. But thank you for being with me, guys. I need to go now. I'll be closing up with Opening by Joyuri. And bye to the Twitch viewers. It was nice. It was nice being with you guys for the past hour or so. Bye.
Just 올라가고 시작됐어 우리.